This is the Sports Bosses on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Miami, here's Jim Rodriguez and Sean Stanley.
All right, this song does not sound like...
It sounds like Onyx.
Edge of 17 or...
That's what you'll hear at Coachella, right? Like that? Back in the day?
Kind of.
Onyx by there.
I tell you what, man. I'm pretty impressed. My home state, it's not hometown because it's out in the desert, not in Indio, but good stuff, man.
Anytime you can.
California, man.
But you're not in California. You're in Florida, man.
I am not Florida, man.
Grace.
I am not Florida, man. I enjoy Florida.
Be happy with where you were. Not where you were.
I enjoy
it. That's past.
I enjoy living in Florida, but I also enjoy having California roots. I enjoy having California roots.
I know. I hear every day about your California roots.
Dodgers. Kershaw finally got a win yesterday.
Ooh. Well, you can't lose them all.
Well, it looked like it was.
Not in baseball. I mean, he'll have, 30 starts this year, you think?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
That back doesn't get tricky on him.
They should shut him down, huh? They should shut him down and save him for the playoffs.
No. I'll tell you who looked like they were shutting down was the Cleveland Cavaliers yesterday, man. I mean, the stunner of stunners, LeBron James had not lost an opening game of an opening round of a playoff series ever. He was 12-0 until the Pacers got him yesterday, 98-80. I love how it's like got him. Like, he didn't beat the Cavaliers, beat LeBron James. And joining us now on our Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans guest line, man who writes for Fear the Sword. That's the SB Nation Cavs blog. It's Chris Manning. What's up, man? How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Excellent, man. Good to have you. So, bit of a stunner yesterday in Cleveland. Only 14 points in the first quarter. A woeful first half. Victor Oladipo out of his mind. What is the sort of the fallout after game one in the land?
It'll be interesting to see. Ty Lue hasn't, he's typically a guy that I think makes his bigger. He's not going to give you an idea of what his adjustments are going to be until he has time to look at the film. And I'm not sure he'll say anything until we see it on the court Wednesday, which feels like forever a bit away. But I think it's a bit shocking. I think it shows that the Cavs, it's a different group. This is a group that is going to have to go through some adversity. I think it's too early to overreact and say that the team is in serious trouble of losing this round. I think it shows that they are vulnerable to some degree, and I think we sort of knew that. But I think this is a group that has to get to play in the playoffs. LeBron talked about how he could tell some guys were nervous and that he himself is not really going to feel it, but other guys might. And I think this is the test this group might have needed. This is a group that doesn't have a lot of cohesion yet, that played against him, that really builds itself on team basketball and developing this identity this season. And I think that showed yesterday. And the Cavs just, I think, have to respond to this punch that they took right on the chin in game one and show that this group does have some metal. It's going to be a very tense game two, to say the very least.
Now, Chris, you know everything LBJ does is going to be under the microscope. He walks off before time expires yesterday. He looked very frustrated during the game, not only with some of the calls from the officials, but also looking at some of his teammates. What do you make of the demeanor of LeBron?
I think he has a right to be frustrated. You know, I think Jeff Green has given them good minutes this year, but when he's 0-7 and the teams are banning him and he's not maximizing opportunities, that's a problem. When certain shots, I think he had some perspective post game where, Kevin Love shots just kind of didn't fall. He had some other situations where guys, threes that might normally go in, just didn't fall. But I think he's kind of looking for these guys to respond and to show up. Rodney Hood missed some key threes yesterday. They also did, George Hill left with a back injury after he took that really hard screen in the second half or the end of the first half and then played the third for a little bit. I think it's LeBron who knows that he has said this, that this group, he just doesn't know how they're going to respond. And I think yesterday was proof that this isn't the same exact team. Remember, there's only four guys left from the championship team, left on the roster. One of them barely only played in garbage time yesterday in the last minute 19, that one being Tristan Thompson. So this isn't the same group that came back down for 3-1 and has made three straight finals. He doesn't exactly know what he has with this team yet, and I don't think he liked what he saw yesterday. I don't think anybody liked what they saw.
Now, what do you make of his shooting? Because he was 7 of 17. Was that just him missing shots or just the Indiana defense frustrating him?
I think it's always LeBron missing shots, and I don't think Indiana has anyone that really can contest LeBron. I do think he's going to need to get inside the post more. I think Indiana has no chance from there. They also did do a good job, though, of throwing bodies at him and disrupting his vision. Something Victor Oladipo did talk about post-game. So I think it's going to be LeBron needing to get inside a little bit more. And I really do think that this team does function better when they're playing faster and when they have a guy that can handle the ball that isn't LeBron. Yesterday, you had them, I think, their worst moments when they were playing at a more methodical pace, trying to force stuff in the half court when Indiana really got to set its defense. And also when George Hill went out, I think LeBron having to ball handle a lot and not just him being able to not have another guy on the floor that can handle for him and lead the offense, I think got him out of his flow a little bit.
Yeah, and you touched on it a little bit, Chris, having to wait till Wednesday to play again. Does that help the Cavs or does that hurt Indiana?
I think it helps the Cavs. I think Indiana's that's a well-coached team and they seem very ready, but for the Cavs, Ty Lue is, again, I think he makes his best adjustments in between games and in between series. That is, I think, where he shines most as a coach. And I also think it just gives them some time to recoup, to talk to guys. And LeBron will have practices and moments to talk to all the new guys that are going through this for the first time. Kendrick Perkins, who was talking, that's just one game right after the game yesterday in the locker room, will have the chance to kind of talk to the younger guys that are going through this for the first time and kind of preach to them about what this is all about. And they'll have a chance to look at the film, to make the right adjustments to doing and is doing, and to hone in on what worked. They did have a really good run in the third quarter. They'll give George Hill another day to rest as well, and I think he's going to be vitally important. So I think the 2 days for the Cavs is a good thing. I think they benefit a lot from that extra time. Indiana, I think, certainly would like to have the momentum. Oladipo downplayed that a little bit yesterday, but I think if this benefits anyone, it's definitely the Cavs.
Talking to Chris Manning, who writes for Fear the Sword. That's the SB Nation Cavaliers blog. You can follow Chris on Twitter at CWMWrites, WRITES. And I guess my question is, I asked that because LeBron all but admitted it yesterday, saying, hey, man, I need these extra couple days off. I didn't think I'd have to play 44 minutes. But what also fascinated me was LeBron was asking about, they asked him about being down 1-0, and he's like, hey, we were down 3-1. I was down 3-1 in the finals. Isn't it a little too early to be pulling out the 3-1 card?
No. I think in the context of the question that was asked, I think it was a pretty of a fair answer because LeBron knows what I think adversity in the playoffs is like, and I don't think he thinks this is it. And I think, but it's also worth noting in that for Rodney Hood, for Larry Nance, for, you know, George Hill hasn't played in the playoffs, I think, since he was with Indiana. I mean, he was hurt last year with the Jazz. For a lot of the guys that they're counting on, this is, to an extent, the first time they've gone through this. And I don't know if they felt like Jordan Clarkson. I don't know if they necessarily felt as if they would go down 1-0. I don't know. A lot of them didn't talk after the game yesterday. So I just don't know, and I don't think anyone really knows. But I think for LeBron is sending a look. Like, I know what adversity is. As a leader, I know what real adversity in the playoffs is, and I know how to come back from that, and I know what it's going to take for me. So I don't think he's putting it in the perspective that I actually know what the difficulty of the playoffs is, and 1-0 to the Pacers in round one just isn't that.
Now, Chris, what can be made of, and I understand, you know, fans, it's frustrating sitting there, but in the middle of game one, there's already some boos going out. Is it fan frustration
They did play like crap yesterday. I mean,
they did, but you're talking about a LeBron James fueled team that, you know, and then they went on the run, and again, all the running tired out. But what goes there with the crowd and the boos? Is there more to that?
I don't think there's anything more to it. I think it's normal fan uneasiness and frustration in the playoffs. I covering the game yesterday and interacting with people and talking to people that in my life that are Cavs fans. I think there's always just some natural tension. There's always some uneasiness, and I think it was a very emotional crowd yesterday because the moment that J.R. Smith hit those two threes in the third quarter, I believe, and they went on that run and they got within striking distance, and it just felt like LeBron was going to kind of carry them from there. There was that expectation. But I also think there is some frustration with certain things. I think every game I've been to this year, when Jeff Green misses a corner three where he's wide open, it's deflating. When there are silly turnovers, it's deflating. I think this they're just looking for something that can give them, I think, hope, and I think the team is too, because I think they just need that momentum. I think everyone is looking for the momentum to really kick in with this team, because it has just feels like we've been in a waiting game with this team all year, and waiting for them to even get to this point. I think everyone just thought the playoffs would come, things would get normal, and game one was just the opposite of that.
It's going to be interesting. Got to wait till Wednesday for game two. That's Chris Manning. He covers the Cavs for Fear the Sore. That's the SB Nation Cavs blog. The sun came up. Well, I don't know if the sun came up. It's always cloudy in Cleveland, but the sun came up, and game two is on Wednesday. Chris, thanks for hanging out with us, boss.
Thank you, guys.
All right. That's brought to you by the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. So it's always cloudy in Cleveland. What do you give me that look for?
I mean, you're like, oh, the sun comes up, and you're like, well, I don't know if the sun, I mean.
Well, I was looking, I was watching the game, and they were showing the, you know, the outside of the arena. It's all gray and cloudy.
Bah. It was gray and cloudy here yesterday.
Yeah, but it was like 88 degrees. It was gray and cloudy. It must have been like, you know, 30 degrees outside. Six games got postponed yesterday because of Mother Nature. Baseball. Sweating.
I like this is supposed to be a cold front. I don't feel no cold.
Beautiful day out there. Coming up, NFL. Dez Bryant. Where's he going to go? We'll get into that next.